here on NDN and a bunch of other things. And Fernando, were you trying to press the blow up button?
No, because if someone had seen Ant-Man and the Wasp like they said they were supposed to see, they'd know that's how they triggered the mechanism to make him go gigantic or tiny.
Yes, that I did know that from the first Ant-Man.
Well, it wasn't like going to be a huge jump on the second one.
I thought you were trying to blow up the show like you wanted an explosion.
No, you guys
don't
see.
I was like, I can pull it up on the soundboard.
Please do. No, because people don't see us, obviously, when we start playing the theme, Marvelous Ones music. We start posing down.
Yeah, we pose down. We get rough in here. It's rough. It's tough. This is the second week. I screwed that up.
What? What did you do?
I just kicked the music off really quick.
That's all right.
So last week, I want to apologize for last week. My real life is killing me. It's literally killing me. Not soon enough either.
So like Clark Kent, you had like a report due, you couldn't save the dying children on the bridge, something?
Yeah.
You had to let them go?
And instead of being Superman, I saved the kids. What the is wrong with me? Right? I should have let the kids die. Who needs them? My life has just been hectic. My real job is interfering with my fake jobs.
Can I go back to my car? I had to get the violin.
I did bring tissues for the crying.
Can you speak to my friend Scotty?
So this is the second week of Warren Free Radio.
It feels... I don't know. Are you mean?
It feels excellent. No, he's serving his 3-week suspension for not liking... For matting
For
too
matting
much.
Too many things.
Like, just too many things.
Wait, I mean, there's a we should comprise a list.
We should have a top five list of the 15 things he's met.
Wait, top five of the 15? How about, 15 of the top, 15, but it's in the top 15. Five.
Rewind.
Y'all
know it's the top 15 of the top five things Warren's met.
There are five, but there are 15 in there. How do you say that?
I don't know. Linguistics stop, behind stop
because
being intelligent.
Meh.
Meh. We're not going to talk Ant-Man and the Wasp this week because I dropped the ball. I literally dropped the ball.
You know what? I'm going to let this go because I'm going to use this as a credit when I screw up. How about that? Is that cool?
When you screw up, you're a golden.
Of course, now Warren is going to take my credit. Only you'll take the credit.
Well, no, Warren, we did not ruin when he missed, what was it, Thor Ragnarok or Star Wars?
Star Wars, he missed.
Yeah, he missed that, and we didn't ruin it for him.
Or did you miss Star Wars?
No, I got forgot. Star Wars.
Okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, I just haven't had time.
It's good, though. I'll put
I've
that
had
to
poop since last Tuesday.
Well, hopefully you poop every day.
I haven't had time. That's the problem. I want to tell you. So here I'm going to say I have no time, but I want to tell you about a side trip I took this week.
Hold on. Does not compete. Go ahead.
I broke some stuff and I had to go fix it. And I get to the guy that fixes.
Hope the doctor's
stuff.
Good with that. But
yeah, I get to the guy that fixes stuff, and he's on lunch in this little podunk town. In Western Virginia, not West Virginia, Western Virginia. It's called Strasburg.
I've heard of it.
And I kind of like Strasburg. I don't know if you ever spent any time in Strasburg. It's a cute little town.
Okay.
Right? And I call them junk stores. Other people call them flea markets and thrift shops. Right? I like popping tags.
It's a good place to get wardrobe for movies.
Yeah, right.
Inside
so
scoop.
You do that.
Yeah.
So I'm in Strasburg, and I'm getting some grub because I'm fat. I need to feed 3, 6, 12 times a day. And I get into Strasburg, and there's a flea market there. So I grab some grub, and I'm like, I'm gonna go walk around the flea market because I have 40 minutes to kill.
This isn't like antiquing, is it?
It might be.
Oh dear.
So I walk in, and. I walk in and there's a Star Wars display right in front of me.
All right, you have me.
So now I have not that much blood left in my head. It has moved to another part of my
body. I don't want to know where it went.
It moved.
I don't want to know.
And I'm like, oh, look at all the cool Star Wars stuff, like toys from my childhood.
Kenner.
Yeah. Like right there in front of me.
That's like a real life brick and mortar eBay.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh. Then I look to my left and there's all these comic book posters and old books, boxes and boxes of old comic books.
I'm in love.
I know. I took a picture. I put it up on our thing. Yeah, of the comics.
Yeah, but it's like you picked up. You could have been anywhere. You could have been like
Target. This place literally had thousands of older comic books.
All right.
And I was like thumbing through them. And then they had this really cool Hulk poster.
Did you buy it?
And I said to him, can I buy that? He's like, no, that's like my favorite. And I'm like, can I buy that? He's like, no, I'm not selling that. I'm like, can I buy that? He's like, no. And I was like,
worst
I'm probably
drug
gonna steal
dealer
it.
Ever.
I was like, I'm probably going to steal it. So they followed me around the rest of the store. But I'm walking around the rest of this flea market, and like half the flea market is sci-fi stuff, like Marvel, Star Wars, Star Trek.
That's okay.
I was walking around, and I'm like, the one day I don't have any cash on me.
Is it cash only? They don't take credit?
I don't know.
Oh, it was a flea market? Oh,
it yeah, was a flea market. It was kind of... Okay. I'm surprised they had power.
Oh.
But it
this wasn't an Amish comic book store, was it?
I don't know.
Funny hats?
The guy had a funny Quaker, hat, but it was like, more like the Conjunction Junction, what's your function, railroad guy's hat. Right? Remember like the old railroad conductor hat?
He was like, remember what? It.
I remember it.
Ago.
I don't know about the damn millennials.
They might have watched it on their VHS tapes.
Yeah. Google Schoolhouse Rock, Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
It's a safe space.
It actually, you can learn a lot from Schoolhouse Rock.
I actually, you know what? I never learned from school. I dug the jingles, and I like the whole, you know, bill. I just felt bad for the bill. It took them a long time.
I'm just
time.
A bill, just you know? Sitting on top of Copper Little
then,
Hill.
And then, but you know, like my sensitive side?
Yeah.
The three? It's a magic number.
Oh.
That still warms my heart, dude. Man and woman have a little baby. That's three.
Come
on, man. You have no soul.
My hero zero.
You could there you go with the cape. Yeah, because he's a little boy and it was me because I wasn't like the main hero, like a black guy, muscular.
Yeah.
So they're ahead of their time, man.
They were way ahead of their time.
See, we bring it back together, superheroes.
Yeah.
Conjunction.
So, anyways, we got to do a Marvelous Ones road trip to this place.
I'm down
because. I could have spent $1 billion in there.
Wow.
Or 14 and bought everything they had.
$14 billion.
No, $14. Like, they had a stack of Marvel comic books. It was like eight. It was an entire series of like a 96 run of the Avengers Infinity.
Could this be like the Storage Wars where we find that like amazing number one Superman,
well, the only
Spider-Man
reason,
comic?
The only reason I haven't gone back there yet is like I'm trying to figure out how I can figure out which ones I need to look for.
Well...
Because I don't think that guy has the internet.
Ooh, he doesn't have the interwebs.
I'm pretty sure. I mean,
this could be like a little treasure.
Yeah,
little
like pow. I think there's treasure to be found there. That's why I think we need to go. Plus, I saw a Christmas gift I'm getting you and Warren. Maybe if he stops
by.
Oh,
you big softy.
I saw some stuff I want to get. It was just like the old comic books with the cool art and stuff on the covers.
Hmm.
They had like stacks of entire series.
I mean, are they like? Like used up ones they found at garage sales, or yeah. like mint condition in the plastic hard cases, you know?
Not mint graded. Condition, but definitely in plastic soft cases and good condition. And then the guy was telling me how the whole, I walked to the back of the flea market, right? And in the back of the flea market were all these old, like 60s and 70s sci-fi books. Shelves and
Warren
shelves,
like
a whole series, right? So I said to the guy, so what's that? And he's like, well, there used to be a sci-fi only bookstore in Winchester. That guy closed, and we have his whole stock here. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
So do
there.
We go there as fan addicts, or do we go there as investors as I twirl my fingers or tap my fingers? Like
we go there as average Joes. This is kind of cool. What else do you got? And look around. Because they had like some first run Star Wars toys. They had...
Do we have like Warren sitting in the car with his computer and like putting it inputting in eBay? How much is it selling
for?
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
But we got to have somebody smarter than Warren on that.
Well, all he has to do is press... You know, monkeys can press buttons, right?
Warren's from West Virginia.
Is there a difference between West Virginia
we need
and
to find a nerd. If you're a nerd... That,
you don't have to be that big a nerd.
You don't have to be that big,
and
I don't even mean like a comic book nerd. You just have to be a pretty decent Google searcher on the interwebs, and you can sit out in the van
by the river.
That says free candy on the side, and you can sit
Works
out there,
me.
And we're just going to be like 96 Volume 1, Infinity Wars, Marvel. What's it worth? Oh, $8 and I can buy the whole thing, that one comic, and I can buy the whole season for $12.
We may have tapped, or you may have tapped into something. I was at a...
Profitability for the show.
I went into like some audition thing way, and I can't remember. There's a small town. I don't know Maryland well, but there's a small town in Maryland. It was a really nice town. They were doing auditions.
So you weren't in Maryland. Obviously, you were in Virginia or Pennsylvania.
I felt like Dorothy landing in Oz.
Okay.
Anyway, they were doing auditions for House of Cards, whatever. And auditions were over. I was just scouting, you know, walking around. It was a quaint little town. I came across a comic book shop, And I haven't mentioned this before, but there's a phase where I was a big-time collector of the sculptures. Because it was just a blend of fine art.
They had some of those, too.
Yeah, well, I found, like, this one Magneto sculpture I've been looking for. Not been shopping around, but it was always, like, $100, whatever. I got it for a cheap rate, and I bought it. And the guy at the counter looked it up on the interwebs right after I bought it. He's like, oh, man, I shouldn't have made a deal. So that's why I'm in that flow. We can get something like $10 cheaper, throw it out there.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
We'll make hundreds, even not tens.
Maybe we can consignment sell all that stuff at a local comic festival.
Comic festival or Comic Con?
Comic Con.
I know one. Mine, yeah, NovaCon. I know. Check it out in November.
Yeah, right? So I'm thinking we just pack this guy's stuff up. Right? Maybe even put him in a box somewhere.
Maybe we shouldn't air this show. People will catch on to our evil plot.
If you go and buy this guy, Spotsylvania, and it's Michigan. Called the P Market.
The P Market.
The P Market in Spotsylvania. Extra yellow.
Yes, it's for hunting purposes. Buy deer pee to hunt wolves.
But I was totally...
Enamored?
Enamored.
Ah, yeah, I like that.
That's a quarter you?
I went to college
once. See how good things are when Warren's not here matting us?
Yeah, he would meh and...
Oh, you're lucky I had your mic off.
Meh.
Ah, we got a new Matt.
A guest meh.
We do have a guest Matt. A gentleman's going to be sitting in. His name's Chris. He's going to be sitting in on us with the doghouse a little later on. We're taping everything today all in one shot, get us out of the heat and stuff. And he just meh for Warren.
But I see what you're saying. Yeah, because I could easily hear him go, after I go enamored, meh, and is enamored the best word?
Right.
You know, it's just a little too much Seinfeld.
When I was in Carraro, it's pick on Warren week. But anyways, so we got to make a road trip. It's dingy. It's dark. It's right, awesome. You're with me, right? I'm the scariest thing. I'm the scariest thing in Strasbourg.
Like pedophile paradise. I don't know if I.
No. I don't.
The
think
old that, 80s arcade.
I was also the youngest thing in there too. So that doesn't help us.
Well, am I younger than you? I don't know if I. Maybe. I don't want to be the prize. Plus, you know, maybe they haven't seen my kind.
That's probably true. I think I could probably ride around Spotsylvania. Almost at the real town.
They know the war is over, right? they might score.
You know
points.
What? I'll write an article for their local paper just to make sure people know that.
Maybe we go to the archives and just, you know, World War II is over. You know.
Yeah, well, they also have an entire section. I kind of am fascinated. Like, out where I live, there are a lot of Civil War battlefields. And
that's
I'm kind
cool.
of
I
fascinated.
Love that. I'm
fascinated by the Civil War. I always have been, even when I was a little kid, right? And they have a ton of, like, old Civil
Ooh,
War
I wouldn't
books.
Mind getting, like, a bullet or some little you
yeah,
know,
they had,
token.
Like, they had Confederate money. They had, and it looked like it might have been the real deal, like, because the guy was pulling out of his wallet to pay for something. You know, I'm sorry. But...
Lost me.
that they still use it there. That's what I was going for. But they had like a really cool chess set that was Confederate versus Union.
Ooh.
And just,
well, how just, much? How much did one of those go
that
for?
That was like $40. And it was really nice.
Was it like old?
It looked like it was probably 70s, maybe a little older.
Okay.
Right.
There was, had like disco pants on it. Right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, you know, they were doing the YMCA.
Saturday Night Fever.
The pawns were doing the YMCA.
tangent. Go ahead and keep going.
Sorry. But they just had a lot of cool stuff. And I think they had a lot of sci-fi stuff. They had Star Wars. Everything we liked.
Right, I'm in, dude.
And I didn't bring, and I'm going to apologize for you, to you.
Again, I did not one
bring,
day.
Yeah, I did not bring
what
my Marvelous Ones surprise. That for me, it was a surprise for me too. That I'm going to bring into the studio and I will wear during the next show.
We don't always like surprises.
I will wear it during the next show.
As long as it's being worn, not taken out.
Yes, it will be. If I can, I'm not sure I can do the show wearing it. I might be too.
Yeah, I brought toys for you guys.
I know
because this is my final farewell to the Toys R Us.
Yeah,
like a pour beer or a bottle of something.
Pop rocks.
Can you pour Pop Rocks? Is that dangerous to the environment?
Well, not if you pour them in your mouth. Good job, and it's just dangerous to my mouth.
Everyone's got
to
do it, though.
All right. So what we were going to talk about this week is The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and now The Talking Dead. Some of the big changes that are coming to The Walking Dead franchise.
Huge.
Huge.
If you're a fan, they're huge.
Huge.
Yeah. So huge. Where do we begin?
So
if we begin with The Talking Dead, that might encompass like that might be too powerful. That we have.
Let's start with The Walking Dead.
Okay, The Walking Dead. Have you seen the pictures for the new promos for coming out?
No, I haven't. But I know it's Rick's last season.
Rick's and Lauren Cohen's.
And Lauren Cohen's.
Yeah, and unknown others whom they may ask. But see, here's my point of contention with that is it's fine they kill them off as long as it's like the storyline, the writers in the writing rooms are being little nerds going, oh, this would be great, and here's the plot twist. But when it becomes, oh, well, the actor didn't get the contract or they're too tired, they don't want to do the role anymore, they're dictating the storyline. That's when it's like I wince slightly because then it's not the pure,
yeah, you know? So I think Rick Grimes wanted to move on and try and do movies.
Well, you know, they've been doing this for at least 8 years, right?
Yeah, and so I can't say that I blame him. The other thing is I'm also sick and tired of him.
Well, they didn't keep his character as rich. Well, and through the years, they've watered him down. Now it's an ensemble cast. It's not about the Rick Grimes journey. Because the first season and a half or so,
it was Rick Grimes.
You can even argue the first four seasons. It was all about Rick Grimes and tearing throats out of people who want to rape his young son. You know, that was like, visceral. Right. But now it's like, let's tie up, make a prisoner of like this total evil dude and make a better world. And
the world will be a better place.
Exactly. See where I'm going.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing, like growing up through The Walking Dead, it was always, I would compare it to, like, there's this new trend in, I'll say filmmaking, but it's about series, like with Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead, where they kill off major characters, beloved characters. The only difference, one of the major differences between Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead, I'd always say was, well, Rick, he's untouchable. Game of Thrones, no one's safe.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one's safe.
Yeah.
But on
how many times have we watched Game of Thrones, we're like, oh.
We'll see. Well, that's another tangent because Game of Thrones is like, then like the Red Wedding is like four more times. Like,
yeah, what the hell is happening? Much just spend the whole show going,
like, ow, I'm a crack. Anyway, with The Walking Dead, it was all about Rick Grimes' journey. Now it's about Daryl's journey now because he's going to take over the lead role.
Yeah.
And then because Lauren's gone too after this season. So she's where the Capitol Hill, wherever she is, she's going to be off. But hers is more, I think, more she didn't get the bucks.
So early prediction.
Oh, here we go.
How do they kill off Rick Grimes?
Or even if, is it a pure kill? Does he come back later? Like he goes, starts his own village, or he needs some alone time in his own fortress of zombie. I don't know.
Like I'm trying to foreshadow into next season.
Well,
you don't have to raise your hand, Chris. You can chime in. Oh, Ken Kaplan's here. Ken Kaplan, famous Ken Kaplan,
marvelous one.
The truly marvelous one. Ken, have a seat. What are you doing? Chris Wilder was there pointing at the door, and I'm like,
I wasn't thinking marvelous one. I was trying to warn you, Phil.
Oh, that was a good warning. But so, how does he go? How does Rick? Does he fade into oblivion like that? Do they send him off
like,
on his
is
own?
Is he like Yoda and Luke Skywalker? Is he gonna come back?
I think it's Harry Carey.
Really?
I think he's lost.
He's a hero. Well, he's still got Judith. He's not going to offer
does
himself.
Does he? Have we really seen Judith that much?
But she still exists, whether we see her or not.
Yeah, right?
So he's not going to offer because he'll live for...
Michonne's mad at him. Carol's gone. Daryl hates him.
Daryl doesn't hate him. They're bros. If they go with the regular blueprint, they're going to build it up, and then they'll off him in a heroic, you know, just like they did with on Fear of the Walking Dead when they just killed off Madison, the main character on that show. They gave her like a heroic send-off.
Yeah.
I predict that's what they'll do.
That pissed me off. I don't need an entire season of flashbacks.
Oh, they played with it. They needed to do something. I mean,
they needed to do something, and that wasn't it. It got so...
Well, if you look at within the last couple of days, they put the promos and the new key art for both The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, and it's obvious that they want Morgan now to be the star. He's the big giant head in the posters and the promos. It's all about him now. It's like, it's just, I don't, you know, a buddy of mine, we were talking about the Fear of the Walking Dead. He was a huge Walking Dead fan, and he couldn't get into Fear because there wasn't a character he really could get into or was loved.
And is Morgan that character?
That's just my buddy talking. I don't know if that was, I doubt, you know, they were wondering what Fernando and Fernando's buddy were, what motivates them to watch our show.
Well, sometimes they do, right? Like, but like, you know what, I mean, Warren's one. Saving grace in life is he's Joe Average. right? I don't know how else to tell you other than Warren, if you've never heard that before, you're Joe Average. Right? Like, Warren is the common man, what the common person thinks.
He's
you
a man
and I
of the earth.
Ken, we think on a higher level on different things.
Well, yeah.
Right? Warren doesn't. Warren is Joe Average.
We're like on Mount Olympus.
Yeah, and Warren is like the person that brings food to the bottom and leaves it there for us to eat. And if
that smells like a prison guard.
If things are going in Warren's direction the way you know, like he's Joe Average. Oh, I saw this. Nah. Oh, everybody loved this. I love this. You know, he's Joe Average. And
can we get back? I don't want to talk about Warren.
All right. Well,
this is not the Warren show.
That's a great idea. So,
my point
who
is,
do they kill him out? But Fear of the Walking Dead is just struggling on characters that people like.
I like the new gals, if I may use that term. They're very pretty.
They're very pretty.
They're pretty action.
Yeah. Hot women have to survive the apocalypse or else there's no reason for the rest of
them. And that's just another, I mean, I've heard it from the guests on The Talking Dead, we'll get to in a second, but everybody keeps bringing up, people need to be getting jiggy more. It's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
You'd think people would be having more intimacies.
Z Nation, they get jiggy with it all the time.
I'm just saying, because you don't know if you're going to live the next day.
Right. You got to get jiggy. And people also have to get a little either run down or hotter. Right? Either they're eating all these vegan things like everybody says.
They're salt
and they
off
should
the
be in great condition. Or they need to be run down and scary. And you're like, oh, love God, don't screw.
They're eating canned foods and, you know, preserves. Their salt content's got to be off the charts. But yeah, back on the doing the horizontal naughty, it's like you don't have Slurpees. You don't have, like,
television.
Let's go get a burger.
What do you do at night? Yeah,
well, I'm just saying, there's got to be certain pleasures that they're all gone, except for, you know.
Unless you're worried about this zombie booty.
That's gross, dude.
No, but I'm not saying, like, you'd hit a zombie, but, like, you're like, oh, my God, yeah.
What?
Yeah, all right, never mind. Ken's right. I probably would.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
But the whole series is missing something. Like, and
we're talking about Fear now or The Walking
Dead? Both. Like, The Walking Dead, you know, the only love life you have right now going on is...
Well, I don't care about
Michonne and...
I don't even care about love life. I think... I'll throw this out there. I think they jumped the shark after Glenn. It just hasn't had the same heart.
Yeah.
Since then. I saw the promos, like I said, and it's like, okay, it's coming October, whatever, and...
I'm not
before, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. What am I going to do with my life till then? It was like Empire Strikes Back for 3 years. Like, oh my God, this excruciating anxiety. But now it's like, I'll catch it. Before, man, it was like, oh my gosh, what happened to Rick? What happened to Glenn? What happened to Maggie? Now it's like, all right, I guess...
Like, I would binge watch the previous season to make sure I didn't forget anything.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a little that's over the line.
Yeah, I don't have that many friends, right? So, now you don't have that. Yeah, I don't have that desire.
Walking Dead was my first binge watch ever.
Really?
It was obviously wasn't well known per se on Netflix. I saw the first. Okay, this is no real stars that you knew of, and then okay, it had traction. Like, and totally
I jumped
left
in
it
a season late, and I had to binge watch the first season. Right, like by the time the second season was out, everybody's like, "You gotta watch this! You gotta watch that!" And I did, and I thought it was good, but I think
it was Netflix's first big hit before, like, Stranger Things and
maybe.
House of Cards.
Maybe. I'm like, I'm going to watch it because I'm invested.
I don't know if they'll stick to it, but the cap was 12 seasons.
Okay.
So they're entering 9 now? Or
well, and then you add in the 3 of Fear the Walking Dead. They should be done. bada bing.
Oh, and Rick got it, to be purely artificial, Rick got a haircut. He still has like a thick beard, but then all his like greasy, sweaty hair, most of it's trimmed down. I don't know if that makes a difference. That's the first thing I caught. He got a haircut. And the girlfriend who cut his hair, that's too bad. She died. She was kind of cute, too.
She died. About an hour ago. Anyways, let's talk the one last thing before we run out of time. We only got a few minutes left. Is something that's
super
probably going to be sad to you.
It is.
I don't know if I care because I kind of hate the guy.
If you watch The Talking Dead and you liked his style, and ego aside, because I have my own TV show on the side that I do with my entertainment.
With your real friends. And
Yeah.
I get it.
Anyway, where, you know, it's okay to, we can be caught visually, not just voices.
We're not all ugly people. I get it. The thing you do with your beautiful friends, I get it. Shut up, move on.
Point being, I appreciate and I'm enamored with Chris's ability, Chris Hardwick's ability on the show. He's very quick, very smart, and he's deep in geek knowledge. He has great, I'd say he's up your level. Like, his pulls are awesome.
Yeah, he does do some pulls. That's the one thing I love about
him. And he
him.
Knows the culture. He's very quick. He's a combination of a stand-up comic chops, but at the same time, he knows the geek universe.
Right.
And he's a good interviewer. He talks on the show, and he gets it, and he's a fan himself, and I really enjoy it. And he a lot of times, it's kind of like, on a more PG level, it's kind of like a Howard Stern, or even say, no, I won't say it because I'll get political, but he'll ask the questions that people are thinking at that moment, not even scripted. And he's not afraid to take chances. So drop the news with that.
Yeah, so apparently he is going to be temporarily replaced.
Oh, it's temporarily.
It says, well, the article I'm reading from TheVerge.com is saying, The Walking Dead is going to replace temporarily replacing Chris Hardwick while the network continues to its investigations into
just say the word out
allegations of sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting the boot until they figure out whether or not, you know, sometimes that's we find these things are true, sometimes we find these things are false. I try not to judge until all the facts are out.
I'm on the same page. I hate the allegations, and then
because judge by the Facebook. Lately, we've been seeing allegations used as a weapon and not actually based in fact for just different people. So,
skyscrapers.
People, yeah, and the people that are guilty and the facts come out that they're guilty, yeah, I'm all for getting rid of them and doing this, that, and the other thing. The other people, you know, it's kind of hard because it can be used as a weapon, and that worries about me. But he's being replaced by a star from the Community star, Yvette Nicole Brown.
Wait, is that like, I'm trying to remember, I know it's a black woman, I'm trying to visualize who, because they've had a couple of black women guests on the show have been pretty good, but is it like the main?
I think she's the one that's been on there.
She's like
quite
the big fan.
Yeah, she's like the super
fan. Okay, I think I know
she kind of thing.
She used to be, she used to be on Everybody Loves Raymond, I think. She was the partner of
I
the
never
brother.
Watched that show, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, you putting it up on the internet?
I'm trying to find this.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's a deep fan. I don't know her. Yeah, she's good.
She's a big fan. I definitely think the show's going to change quite a bit.
Well, it's sort of like,
it's going to go with her style.
But at the same time, as we've been alluding to, you like, I got the words today.
You got big words today. You're going to have to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, I'll hang around.
They all begin with A. You have to use a different letter.
E.
E, but alluding.
Hey,
you know, I'm feeling the West Virginia vibe.
He totally is feeling it for Warren Good. He met and misspelled something.
It's kind of like, lack of a better anecdote or analogy, the rats on a dying ship. You know, The Walking Dead is like sinking both franchises, and now, you know, she's jumping in when things aren't, you know, Fonzie's jumping the
shark.
She's
trying to be The Rock. Right? The Rock saves everything. By the way, here's my new movie pitch to you.
Here we go.
Right? The Rock takes his
children on a building and it's on fire.
The Rock takes his soccer team into a cave in Thailand. The water comes out. The rescuers die. He fights dinosaurs, dragons, earthquakes, and volcanoes and digs up through the bedrock.
It's been done.
And saves the team. You're probably right. All right, this has been The Marvelous Ones here on...
That was quick.
Yeah, I know. It's always quick. Here on NTN and all the other
apps
and
stuff. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
A lot. That's she says a lot. We'll be back next week. That's still a Warren Free
music?
Radio. That's Warren Free Radio again for a second week in a row. I'm thinking Ken's showing bad pictures of me. We'll be back.